Classic Sagittarius.
Milton, that's astrology. We talked about that, remember?
Ah, yes, I forgot. Memory of a goldfish. Classic Pisces.
Yeah. Doesn't mean, of course, that the subject is dry or lacks excitement. For instance, I have no objection to your idea of hiring a snooker table to demonstrate the relative motions of the planets.
Ah, yes. OK, John, off you go.
Right,
Brilliant. Classic Virgo.
Milton, please. All the guests are waiting for the main event of the evening.
Of course, I nearly forgot.
I'm really excited.
Right, the coffee machine is turned on.
No, Milton, you really ought to get on.
OK, Anton, I'm going to make a speech.
Excellent idea.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Now, hands up who wants coffee. Hang on, I can't quite see you at the back.
Milton, the new telescope?
Good idea. Don't worry, I'll be able to see who wants what with this.
Welcome to the brand new Greenwich Observatory here in Plumstead.
And it's called the Greenwich Observatory because if you point the telescope over there, it gives us the perfect view of Greenwich.
Hear, hear.
For British astronomy, this represents a real step up in accuracy and scientific know-how. It's the beginning of a new day. You know, when the big yellow thing comes up. What's that called?
Dawn.
Of course. I'll ask my assistant. Dawn?
Yes?
What's it called, first thing, when the big yellow thing comes up?
Sunrise? Daybreak?
Yes. Well, this moment is one of those. So now, if I turn our telescope on...
Wow!
You will see the stars.
It's amazing. How did you get such clarity and detail?
Excuse me. I think I know how.
Oh, Sir John, please come to the front. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir John Pilkington, the Astronomer Royal.
Sorry, everyone, he's a bit crabby. I forget which star sign that is.
The reason you can see so many stars is because you're simply pointing your telescope at our telescope. And I put it to you, you routinely use it to spy on me.
Of course not. By the way, you want to get that rash looked at. Nothing.
I knew it. You're a fraud.
No, I'm not. Look. If we move the telescope west by a few degrees, we see a huge round constellation of slowly moving stars.
That's the London Eye.
How dare you accuse Milton of being a fraud? He's a brilliant astronomer, has made a number of profound scientific predictions.
Yes, thank you, Dawn. For example, earlier today I broke a stained glass window, which was strange because that's exactly what my kaleidoscope said would happen. So how did I, Milton Jones, become such a famous astronomer? I've always liked the shape of stars, although one night when I was a child, I did phone the police to tell them that the Earth was being attacked by thousands of invisible sheriffs. Back then, I literally devoured anything to do with science fiction. Once, I even ate a picture of Doctor Who. And sure enough, within a few hours, he'd regenerated into a completely different form. They say I'm even descended from King Arthur, who utterly believed in the power of the stars and magic, even though his wizard Merlin actually had no special powers at all. Merlin, come here. This table you've just ordered for my knights is square. I ordered a round one.
Ah, noble King Arthur, the table may appear square, but if you do this, and this, now it is round.
What magic is this?
No, sire, it's just putting up the leaves of the table. See here, I can put them down again. And here, back to a square again.
Witchcraft!
No, sire, it's just... Oh, never mind. Let's put a cloth on it, shall we?
Oh, see how the cloth hovers!
No, the cloth is just on the table, sire.
Merlin, you must be the greatest wizard in all the earth.
Yeah. You're really going to freak out if I show you the coffee maker, aren't you?
I was brought up by my grandmother, who was an astrologer. But she got all her predictions out of a book, which she read far too quickly. And then she kept telling everyone that they were going to meet a tall, dark strangler. She used to give readings at psychic fairs. But one day, in the darkness of her tent, I decided to have a go myself. Welcome. Cross my palm with silver, dearie.
Is that you, Gypsy Rose? You don't seem as dark as last time.
No, I'm her sister, Gypsy Cream.